to buzzes and whistles.
Hello.
Keith, do you know why we're calling it buzzes and whistles?
Why are we calling it buzzes and whistles, Charles? Well,
tell everyone about your brand new bike.
Oh, bet. Oh, dude, we got to actually, wow, very first beginning of the show, I got a call.
Make it look okay. Now, Keith, where were we? Why don't you tell everybody about your brand new purchase?
Yeah, why not? So, I basically purchased myself a new 2021 Harley-Davidson XL 1200 NS. It was brand new, off the lot, you know, it's signed, signatured at 6 miles, like, everything's spanking new, including the buzzes and whistles and everything, and that's where we basically came up with the name, you
buzzes
know? Like,
and whistles.
Buzzes and whistles.
Because you got know? All of the buzzes and
yeah,
whistles.
You gotta get deals and perks with your purchases, you know what I mean? You gotta do
Do you know that you're saying, do you know that you're saying the saying wrong?
I guess I have, yeah.
It's all the bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles? Is it really?
But you said to me in a conversation yesterday for like an hour, like at least 4 or 5 times about how you got all the buzzes and whistles. And I was like, well, that's gotta be it. So here we are.
Because, dude, I was on like a roll yesterday, you know, like talking about all the stuff going on and things like that, you know, like with all like the deals and discounts I was saving from like, you know, the extra like parts and accessories that I was getting and stuff. So like, you know what I mean? I was just like, you know, just I was on my roll basically, you know what I mean? Like, dude, like it was the first time at like a motorcycle dealership, you know what I mean? That's like, you know, people don't think about that, but like, dude, that's actually a big deal, you know, especially since any type of purchase in general, big deal. You know, like, it's either accepted right with your credit or you don't or anything, you know, like, APR rates and stuff, you know, all that stuff. It's all, like, you know, the game of it. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just
dude,
you know.
It's so cool that you got a fucking fire bike, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah. And dude, it should be coming in tomorrow.
Well,
it should be done.
By the time that we post this, it'll be, you'll have it for, like, weeks.
Yeah, so wait, speaking of which, like, you know, since you know, we're opening this up and this is the beginning of it, like,
welcome.
You know, yeah, welcome. And also, you know, like let's talk about it a little bit. Like, this wasn't easy to start, like, setting up.
No.
You know what I mean? No.
We've been running around my room for about an hour and a half, but we got it. We're recording. We have no headphones on right now, so this could sound horrible, and nobody might ever hear it, but...
Oh, trash.
I mean, here we are, episode one, so...
Yeah, especially, you know, like, I know for a fact, like, one of the testing things, you know, like, I tend to have, like, a deeper voice, you know, like, learning to project and stuff, you know, isn't really the best, but, you know, for me, I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna do my best to get there, and everything should be all right, you know, like, we will get there, okay, you know,
yeah, dude.
So,
relax.
We'll try, yeah.
We'll be
yeah,
fine.
We'll be all right.
Keith was banging on the drums as I was trying to watch a video on setting up this podcast equipment, but...
I was like, come on, let's get it going, ba-da-ba-da-ba, boom, you know what I mean, like, just trying to get it going, like...
It's currently 9:30 on a Tuesday night, and all of my family is home.
Oh my God! Well, on another note, your dad's watching that. What's his name? I can't even think. My pillow guy, like
Mike Lindell.
Oh my goodness, yo! The drugs, yet the pillows. Like, what a sleeper.
Mike Lindell's been canceled, and he's having his own cyber symposium. My family's watching it like the Super Bowl.
Just going ham, dude. Like, screaming at the TV about, like, oh, what? Like, something that, you know, very suspicious. But, you know what I mean? It is a serious cause. You know, it's a serious thing and everything. But at the same time, like, you know, bro, like, I mean, I get it, you know? Like, all the stuff attacking you and things, you know, and how do you fix that and resolve it, you know?
Mike Lindell, like, looks so exhausted.
Dude, he's in pain.
He's got bags under his eyes and he's like, please buy my pillow.
Dude, it's like, dude, he needs to sleep. It's ironic, you know what I mean? But dude, I've seen like an interview of this dude the one time, and he was saying how like He always, the reason why he, like, started drugs in the first place is because, like, you know, he always had, like, the back pain. That's where it started from. And then it was, like, you know, all these, like, it's just his bone and, like, from the back to, like, his, you know, his shoulders to his arms and legs, you know. It's just like, dude, it's just accelerated from that. And, like, eventually, you know, for years, because of his neck and stuff, like, he's been looking for a pillow. And that's how he, like, started the pillow, because he couldn't sleep at night. You know what I mean? Like, you know how wild that is, though? Like, yeah. This dude couldn't sleep at night. And then, like, of course, like, for years of the pain, like, that's why he would do the drugs, you know. It's like, dude, like, because why, you know,
everybody's
what else is going to happen?
Drugs,
yeah, I mean,
the
well,
whole
I mean,
world is on drugs.
Well, he was, you know, doing some hard drugs, you know what I mean? Like, not the good drug, but either way. Like,
I think,
you know,
it's amazing that he was able to sell a pillow and become, like, a millionaire. That's
yeah,
pretty tight. I
yeah,
mean,
and you know what? You know how many others probably, like, he resolved the pain and stuff? I think that's what it's all about, you know? Resolve, like, find a solution for other people's pains, maybe even at, like, a younger age, you know. Maybe someone's, like, 11 years old, like going through what he had to go through, you know. But now it may be easier for him, and he might be, like, on a positive side of it, so to say, you know. Like it would work out, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what it's about, you know. Like,
yeah,
just making sure.
I hear,
you know,
what you're,
like,
saying.
Yeah.
A role model is a role model, but, I mean, hopefully you just want to start making pillows and doing drugs. I mean,
right, and not be attacked by, like, the government, you know, CIA, mean, like, whatever's going on, you know. That's intense. Joe Biden.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my goodness.
Did you see what happened in? Well, again, this is late news by the time everybody
yeah, oh,
hears this.
Oh boy.
But
yeah,
in
good
Afghanistan,
night.
The Taliban apparently has taken over Kabul, the capital.
Yeah, I've heard of that. You know,
yeah, like, I have no knowledge.
Well,
about
I mean,
it.
I mean,
just saying.
I
have
mean,
you heard?
I read of it, and apparently, like, dude, they're like taking, you know, like, all the stuff. They're getting resources. They're trying to, you know, basically make it for the people. But I don't know. In the midst of things,
dude, did you see
really
the videos
right
of people hanging off the sides of planes?
No,
dude, it was insane.
No, I have no idea about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we don't have the capabilities to pull it up right now, but
yep. But we plan on doing in the future,
we will
for sure.
Get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we gotta set that up, like a TV.
This is episode one.
Episode. Yep. Yeah, right. So, like, you know what I mean? We're just getting the works of it, trying to make sure, like, everything's gonna sound right. You know, make sure everything's gonna be, like, perfect, and everything's just gonna, like, have resourceful stuff that's actually truthful information.
No, none of this is true. We
right.
are not.
We don't have.
We
right.
have
at
no,
the moment.
None of what we say is true.
At the moment, like, Google's not on our hands. But dude, I wanna, like, we're gonna get that computer and the TV to set it up and bring up some actual facts and see what, like, you know, and provide those facts, whatever, from the sources we pull them from. You know, that's the cool part. I think that's
always
got to cool
talk about the sources.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the ending thing. Like, hey, look, this is all it is and everything. And if you're listening, this is where we got it from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, that
do what you,
like,
want with the info.
Right,
we are not responsible.
Absolutely. And we'll even tell them, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, look, this is what we typed in Google and how far down the search for us came about. You know what I mean? Because it might be different for a little bit of, you know, people, whatever, who knows. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, for us to be like, hey, look, this is what it is. And, oh, my goodness, is that true? You know, like, who knows?
I don't.
You know?
We'll probably not talk about the news.
No.
We can talk about, like, your bike. I'm about to get my bike inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation's coming up, which, dude, we'll probably record a cast down at the Shore House. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Now that we got this stuff set up.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like to tell them about the story of how we got all the equipment last week?
Oh, well, boy.
Weeks
I
ago
mean,
now?
I mean, but dude, that was like a doozy, too. Like, we walked in a shop, like, not really expecting
Guitar,
like,
Center, not
the
shop.
Okay, yeah, sorry, yeah. Basically, Guitar Center, and, like, thinking about it, like, this isn't even my, like, this is more your specialty, you know what I mean?
It's not my,
like,
specialty.
But, you know, I mean, guitars, you know, you've been in the shop a lot more than I have. But point of matter is, we go in there, and, you know, we're looking around, we're trying to, like, see some stuff. We don't really see anything, like that catches our eye to set up this podcast. And
well, what we
like,
found,
but
not to
found,
cut you off.
Yeah, but you found it, yeah.
We had, I knew we needed two microphones, a thing, the audio interface to plug them into, and then I have my MacBook Air is what we're recording on GarageBand. So that's too much information nobody cares about. But the audio interface was $500 at Guitar Center. And that seemed a little expensive for just
two microphones plugging into a computer. Yeah. And then we went to the front. I bought guitar strings for my guitars. Whatever. And then the dude. Yeah. I don't have. You're like, you have all this experience. It's like, I've never recorded anything. I just like to play my guitars.
I mean, dude, you've been there a lot more than I have, you know? Yeah. But I did do a good amount of, like, talking towards, like,
yeah.
the guy.
And they were very
the
helpful.
Back, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, dude, he was. I mean, like, so, like, from the front counter, you know, he's like, oh, dude, like, I basically went up to him, you know, like, at the in the midst of talking and stuff. I was like, all right, I'll ask him, you know? So I go up there, I ask him, like, hey, look, like, do you know anything about, like, podcast stuff, you know, like equipment, like setting up, things like that. The guy's like, oh, well, me personally, no, I'm the guitar guy. Oh, it's like, oh, great, yeah, strum a string, you know, but it is fun. I tried it, it's hard, I don't have the fingers, but, you know, everyone's different. But he's like, you know what, like, I do got the guy, he's in the back, let me call him up for you. I'm like, okay, cool.
I think his name was Noah, something like
Noah,
that. Was it Noah?
It wasn't Noel. Like,
his name wasn't
Noel.
He has a band,
Christmas.
Noah, at the Guitar Center by Target in Langhorne.
Yeah,
check
that
guy's band out on Spotify.
Oh boy! Shout out, Noah.
I don't know if they're any good, but he was a nice guy.
Right.
Helped us out.
So, getting back to it. You know,
sorry.
No pun intended. Sorry. You know, you're good. You're good. I'm just, you know, but with that being said, like, so I go in the back. You know, well, we go in the back actually. He comes up to the front, takes us to the back, and he's talking to us a little bit, like, hey, what do you want, this and that, and we're like, yo, like, you know, because, like, I had the money at the time, I didn't buy the bike yet, like, you know, I feel a little bit more positive about stuff, you know, but now the bike is, like, yeah, pretty expensive investment, but it's nice and beautiful. Point of the matter is, like, so we go in the back, and I'm like, dude, I got the bread to spend, like, this is Gucci, like, we'll figure it out, you know, this guy seems like he kind of knows, and luckily, he did. He shows us around, like, he shows us the different microphones we get. Like, after seeing, like, the expensive ones that we think we thought we had to get, like, we didn't. You know, we got to go cheaper a little bit. It worked out, like, really nice. You know, when he was bringing up, like, the different types of equipment that would work, we were like, listen, like, for the beginning of it, it's going to be two of us. If you want to upgrade, like, down the road, we will. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I got you. So these are, like, your options and stuff. We're like, cool. Like, you know, we basically went with. What was this again, Charles?
This is the Focusrite Scarlett.
There we go. Right.
So they have different varieties, and this is the one that he records his guitar on, and he said it's very good for audio, and these were the microphones that we ended up picking out. But again, who cares?
About right, no,
this?
I get that.
It was just
that.
A fun story.
I mean,
this kid, like, there was nobody in Guitar Center, and we were just like, we're trying to start a podcast, and he was like, yeah, dude, whatever, walking around showing us where everything was. We were like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
And do you... I think you should tell them about the insurance that we got. So I'll just say that.
Cause like I'm the deal guy, you know what I mean? I'm like the money guy, kind of like
Like, look,
I want to make sure like we get our bang for our buck at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, look, we're spending money. Like, what's gonna make us
at least
quality wise and stuff like that. You know, for like the equipment and stuff.
No,
whatever.
That's not what
so,
I was saying. I mean, the fact that we bought. Once we bought the equipment, we got two microphones and the audio interface. We are insured. And the wires are insured. And on all of the pieces of equipment, he said, well, you know, if you don't like it within like 2 years, you could just like break it and like bring it in, get a new one or like something better. And he was like, the microphones, they're not serialized, so you just can pay for one insurance, and if either of them break, bring them on in.
Well,
that's totally covered. That's what I was saying.
I was just saying, I guess I'm gonna have to learn how to get a little.
It was amazing how quick every employee of Guitar Center was telling us to commit insurance fraud.
Well, we were like, no, thank you.
We just want the equipment.
Yeah, like, that's illegal, buddy. You know what I mean? But dude, it was funny because that, like, the guy we first went up to in the front, like, he was called to the back. You know what I mean? So now we're like, oh, this is. It was like almost like a tag team thing. I was like, oh boy, we're up there, I guess. Like, all right, you know, because. You know, so he logs in, and that's when I told, you know, us, like, hey, look, both these things aren't serialized, so, like, if one of them breaks, well, just return to one, you know? I was like, oh, so, like, it's like a swap-out match for, like, our microphone. It's like, oh, Charles Rose fails. Like, you know what? Like, we get it replaced. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then at the end, he was like, oh, well, you know, if anything kind of breaks, like, you know what? Just bring it in. We'll replace it. We'll fix it. But that was really cool, though.
No, you know it was very like, nice. You know, the like, fact that he saved us the deal on the microphones. But the fact that, like, he was like, dude, the wires, he's like, if anything sounds funny, just cut the wire and tell us it broke and then bring it on in. He's like, or if like you don't like the focus, he's like, just throw it down the stairs. He's like, and then bring it on in. We'll replace it. I was like, why? No, I don't want to go to jail for a new piece of podcast equipment. No,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, that sounds very illegal. Yeah, like, oh, you're doing 3 years for stolen equipment. It's like, oh, what? Like, we were just getting replaced. Like, we paid for it.
From
like,
the Guitar Center. No, thank you.
Yeah. Like, next thing you know, like, SWAT comes out. It's like, oh, what did I do? Like, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they would not call SWAT.
Oh, no.
No, but we would just go, yeah.
Be like a Middletown guy.
We're probably worrying too much. They're just probably being so cool. They're like, if anything breaks, you can just bring it in. Our insurance is pretty lenient. And then he looked at me. He's like, you ever play Fallout? I was like, once or twice. And he turned around his computer. He's like, look at our old ass computer system. He's like, it's just like Fallout. And it was wild.
Dude, it looked like a 1996 Dell. You know what I mean? Like, just like the beep, 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 beep. You know what I mean? Like, all like the noises. Like, dude, like, oh no. Like, it's starting up. It took an hour to do it. You know what I mean?
It was a black screen with green lettering that had a line underneath the next thing you were about to type.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
so old school.
Blinking, just flash. You know, I was like, dude, that's wow. Like,
did you ever see the movie War Games?
No.
Did you ever see, oh man, I'm not going to be able to think of it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off? You ever see Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Nah, I'm more into like the, you know, the typical games, like Call of Duty.
No, it's a movie.
I thought it was a game.
No, Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, I never heard of it, no.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I lost my train of thought.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
We smoked like a blunt and a half before this, geez. And we've been drinking Bud Light Platinum Seltzers. So
yeah. This is like the first thing, though. I mean, we're going to get more like.
I don't think anybody's ever going to hear all of this. This is going to be severely edited.
I'm going to have to speak into this thing like I'm screaming all the time.
We brought up Afghanistan. We should not. I should not have brought that up. We have no idea what we're talking about.
We can't even like Google it and like read about it for like 5 minutes. Like, no, nothing. Like,
and on top of all of that, we can't have the air conditioner running because we can't afford a studio. So it's like 90 degrees in here.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, dude, it's getting there. But we're all right. You know, I feel pretty good. Like, I'm not going to front. Like, it's not like it's hot, like, up there. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, pretty cool. Like, we all right, you know? Like,
yeah, man. Like, I can't believe we've been talking for this long this easily.
Yeah.
And
honestly,
you were like, you said what at the beginning of this? 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah. What time is it now?
We got to be.
I mean, honestly, like, let's do a time check.
But at least 20 minutes or so. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to throw it out there because I know we wanted to talk about them. Like, the Bud Light Platinum Seltzers.
We are not sponsored, by the way.
No, we're not sponsored. But you know what? I would like to be.
Yeah.
That would be
And if you're listening, Bud Light, we would love to be sponsored.
Oh, yes. But, like, you know what? I'll tell you what. You know, this is just, like, me putting it out there. Like, you know what? The citrus was not as good as the berry. The wild berry is a really good hit.
Yeah, wild berry's good.
I think it's a good one. These are the only two I tried so far, but like the wild berry is a good one.
Blood orange.
Blood orange. Oh, we saved that. Yeah, we did save that. We saved it. I mean,
I guess we did. I shouldn't have drank the wild berry, but I didn't know how long I thought we were doing 15 minutes, you know what I mean? So this was my second one.
But you know what? This is good. Honestly, this was pretty good. Yeah. I'm actually like, this is nice. You know what I mean? For what it is.
For what it is.
Oh, the buzzer whistles. Oh, the buzzer. Get him.
But I was like, do you want me to pick up a six-pack? And you were like, yeah, sure, why not? Oh, and then I was like, what do you want? You're like, get some seltzer. So I was going to get
you know, White Claw, Truly. I was just going to get a regular six pack of one of them. And then I saw Bud Light Platinum Seltzer, 8%. I was like, ooh, for the first cast, ooh, we have to. Yeah, we're going to get a little litty.
A little extra, you know what I mean? Like, dude, that's what's up. Like, and like I said, like, they're actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? But, like, for whatever reason or another, you know, and this is just a preference, like, I prefer the Wild Berry over the Citrus. Keep in mind, still got to try the Blood Orange. If that's more like sweeter a little bit, that might be actually better than a berry. But, you know, just because, like, I'm a sweeter guy, you know, I don't really care for, like, anything, like, dry or like, kind of, like, plain or whatever, you know what I mean? But that's just how, like, I am, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, everyone's different, you know, like.
I took my microphone out of the stand, and I'm just staring at Keith, and he doesn't know how to take it.
No, that's okay.
Next time you should burp into the mic, it'll be tight.
No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want people hearing that. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear all this.
Nobody wants to listen to this anyway.
You're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, well, I probably shouldn't have cursed.
Why? You don't think we can say fuck, dude? YouTube? We are not going to be allowed. YouTube's going to demonetize the first time we get on there, but we're not going to be on YouTube for, dude, we have to get, it's going to be a while.
This is going to be a deep conversation, actually. I'm going to make this a little bit, like, obviously, you know, be polite, be nice, you know, things like that, you know, all the positive stuff, but, like, dude, like, I totally forgot to ask this man, like, hey, look, like,
what is going on?
Jokes, because, you know, there's different types of, like, comical humor. And we were talking about that, too. Like, other podcasts.
Comical humor is the same thing. That was a double negative.
Right. But, I mean, like, dude, like, some people have, like, dark humor. And some people have, like, just comical humor. And sometimes there's the in-between. And it's like, well, how funny and dark, you know, should things really sort of get? And obviously, if it's super funny, like, you know, yeah, but, you know, obviously, and keep it appropriate and stuff, but, you know, like, that's a real thing, like, you know, like,
well,
like, everyone could do their own thing on podcasts, I'm sure, like, if you really
yeah,
want to,
dude,
do,
this
yeah.
is the Wild but, West, I mean, at least it's been for a while, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure there's gonna be, I don't know, we're getting in so late in the game, you know
yeah,
what I mean,
I
like, some of the biggest podcasts started, like, 10 years ago, but, I mean,
oh, wow,
the fact that
wow.
we're starting one, whatever, dude, it's just something, like, excuse me, but
yeah, we'll get there eventually. I mean, dude, like, even
no,
if, like,
I
would,
like,
even
I think
we
it's
get old, it is like, oh, like, dude, it gets me, like, you know, whatever. Like,
but you work every day. I've been working every day, and I've been working 2 hours away
yeah.
for the past time, and I've been living two
down
hours
the shore,
away
down
yeah.
the shore, living it up. I'll yeah. tell you, I'm kind of a little jealous of this guy. He gets to, like,
I love
he gets
it.
To, like, go to the beach. He can, like, you know, whatever. I
haven't,
like,
been to the beach once.
I know. I'm working a lot of hours instead. Like.
No, but, like, I work at a winery, and I was a bartender
yeah.
for 2 or 3 years. So, I mean, I like it. I've been bartending, but it's just wine. It's not like I'm not learning. When I went to bartending school, which everyone says it's a waste of time, and definitely is, but I enjoyed learning about all the different types of alcohol, how they're made, and you know what I mean? It was really interesting to me. So after learning all that, now on the winery and the vineyards and whatever you want to call it, I'm learning just wine.
Right.
So by the time this comes out, a week or two ago, this will be months probably, but a week or two ago from when we're recording this, the grapes were in Horizon, what they call, the girl said, think about Verizon, but with an H. That's how she described it. I was like, okay. And she's like, it's French.
Sweet.
Sweet. I get it. But Horizon is where, when you grow a bundle of grapes or whatever, a bushel, I don't know what you call them, when they hang, they start to grow green, and then they start to change their colors depending on what type of grape that they are.
Okay.
And they get, like, if you have your deeper red wines, your Merlot grapes and stuff like that,
right.
they're going to be a deeper red
right.
color.
More like an enriching
yeah.
soda. Yeah. I suppose.
And then some of the white wines don't change as much colors, but a lot of them do.
Mm.
It's just very hard to see, but it was very cool to, like, learn all of this. And by the time we do post this podcast, we will have our social medias, Twitter and Instagram, up to date. And I do have pictures of the grapes going through Horizon.
Nice.
I'll show you them after the show, and then we'll post them for anybody who gives a shit.
And to be honest, dude, like that, I mean, like, you know, if that's like your, you know, one of the passions you have, at least like keep that as like a side pocket or something. You know what I mean? Like that way, like, excuse me, if you ever choose to get like into it, you know what I mean? Like, let's say like, dude, you know what? I got like, maybe something pops up. Maybe you win cash. Maybe like, you know, enter a contest, whatever, you know. It's like, dude, like, I have, like, a barrel or something. You know what you want to, like, have. And enrich it with whatever. You can customize it a little bit. Maybe have, like, because I've heard of one thing. I've been to, like, one winery, you know what I mean? Maybe two, but, like, same place, whatever. But, like, you know what I mean? There's some wines out there where, like, they'll take the wine and everything, and then they'll actually add, like, grape juice or, like, a wine or, like, well, like, you know, well, like a wild berry juice.
I was gonna say, not grape juice.
There's different types of like changes.
Stuff.
Yeah. And like they'll add to it and becomes like actually like a different type of like taste. And of course, because it's like, you know, like you're almost like watering down a little, but it's almost, it's just a flavoring almost.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
well, some of the wine, well, how wine's made is you stomp the grapes or you just press them. You don't have to, remember the grape stomp video?
Do they have you in the vineyards like crushing grapes with your toes? Is that what you do?
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's like, dude,
just making sure.
That video came out like 15 years ago. It was like the first viral video. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
I can see like
every
Charles
Wednesday.
Feels,
I have
he did dinky dorgan, like stomping grapes.
Dinky dorgan, yeah. I'm not allowed to wear shoes on Wednesdays. We have to stomp grapes that day. And I don't wash my feet.
No. Oh, my God.
No, I've never been to that side of it. I just started like 2 or 3 months ago. So I've just been serving the wine, learning a lot about it, you know, cleaning up. You know, it's just nice to be a part of the winery and learning all of it. And like,
Dude,
I went through the tasting every time. So I don't 100% understand this process, but when you put a cork into a bottle of wine, there's certain pieces that can fall, or if the wine touches too far up, I don't know. Because when we package the wine, if you turn a bottle upside down and it touches the cork, that's fine. It's not, it doesn't ruin the wine. But there's something called corking. So every time we open a bottle of red wine, we have to try it to make sure it's not corked, or else it's bad. It really doesn't taste good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I started, I came in like 2 or 3 weeks after I started, and they had a bottle of corked wine, and she was like, smell this, the girl Carly, shout out Carly.
Hello Carly.
You don't know Carly.
I don't know.
Actually,
Carly,
you did meet Carly.
Oh,
when
I did,
and RJ came in.
We went the one time there, if you remember me, shout out, you know.
They're not listening.
they might later down the road. Sheesh, hit me up, you.
But Carly was like, smell this. And I smelled it. And she was like, yeah, that's corked wine. It's not good. And the guy, Connor, who worked in the winery, was like, try it. And she laughed. She's like, no, you don't have to try it. And I started laughing. And he goes, well, it's not like, it's not bad for you. It's just wine. He's like, but it doesn't taste good. He's like, you should try it and see what it tastes like.
Right.
So you
that
know
way
what a corked wine tastes like. I was
so
like, all right.
Oh,
so okay. I tried it.
Free wine,
it
was, whatever. Yeah.
Dude, that's what I'm saying is every time we have to, I open a bottle of red wine, I got to try it. It's like pretty chill gig.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Now I do have a dude. So like, so this is a winery. So like, do they make like their own glasses? Do they make their own bottles? Do they make like their own, I don't know if it's like a barrel that they like make wine with or whatever the case may be, but like, do they like, I mean, like, because you know, it's not a barrel, that's whiskey. That's my fault.
No, they,
but they
no,
do,
we
they
do,
it,
we
yeah?
do certain. So you add the grape juice that's stomped or pressed. Let's circle on back.
All right.
And that's grape juice. And you add yeast, sugar, and different things to. The yeast eats the sugar and ferments.
Give it to
and
the wine, I guess.
Inside of, and well, you'll get the flavor of whatever grape that you're putting inside. And this goes with most alcohol. Like, whiskey is like different types of corn grains and stuff like that. Vodka, I think, is just like grain alcohol.
Yeah.
But like vodka, they.
I mean, there's different types of, you know, ways to attain the alcohol. You know,
and gin.
It's corn or if it's
gin is just vodka made with juniper berries. That's why you get that, like, pungent taste, like that minty taste when you try gin.
It's like a cranberry kind of, like that, like tinge.
It's
taste, like
mint. It's not minty, dude. Well, next show we're gonna have we're gonna try gin.
Yeah, next show,
next
that's
show
the alcohol
we're gonna
show.
Do
there
gin.
We go. Yeah.
So we'll try gin and give our review.
God, but I have to take off on a Wednesday if it's that bad. Like,
no, 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 God, no.
Just little tastings, little things, no. Like a tasting.
No. We'll record earlier now that we got it all worked out, and then we'll figure it out. I'm going to be trying to play with
Hold on. Give it to me. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Why are you testing hit like 3/4 through the show? It's either bad or good.
We'll find out. That's why I do, hello. And then it's like, hello. You know what I mean? We're trying to figure it out. You guys gotta understand, this is us trying to figure it out. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, Keith.
Cheers to that. Hey, what's up? We'll keep it going. We'll keep things,
Relax. Yeah. If we're saying cheers, we can have a second of dead air. They say no dead air. They say 20 episodes to figure out a podcast. And they also say a lot of other stuff that probably isn't true. So,
hey, you know what? That's actually a good thing. You're starting to, read my thoughts. I was like, hey, that's what it is. And it's like, wait a minute. We can have cool. And I was like, all right, that's cool. That's chill.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting more, into my comfort zone. I think this was pretty well.
I agree. I think we've done pretty well.
We did pretty decent.
We're not done. Do you want to tell people how we know each other? How long we've known each other?
Yeah, why not? I mean, honestly, basically, I knew RJ, his brother, since kindergarten.
My older brother.
His older brother. I'm a little older. You know what I mean? We started hanging out when I was, third, fourth grade. I basically would sleep over. And then my brother, who's his age.
Matt. Shout out, Matt.
Matthew, hello, hi. How you doing out there? Hi. But he would hang out with Charles. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the first time we all chilled?
Yeah, but here? Sleeping over here?
It was at your house.
My house. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Grandmom's chocolate chip pancakes in the morning. You guys never
stopped. Before that, do you know why we came over? First time I met Matt
Saturday, right?
You guys were in... So, we went to Catholic school. Yeah. I went up until 6th grade. Keith went till 8th grade. And then we went to public school for high school. So... In elementary, middle, whatever school, I went halfway through middle school. I went out of Catholic school, but we knew each other. And in Catholic school, there was half day kindergarten and full day kindergarten or preschool, one of them. And Matt was in full day, and I was in half day.
I totally skipped kindergarten. Well, I mean, not kindergarten, but preschool. I went to kindergarten, I didn't skip. I skipped preschool.
Okay.
Because my mom, she had a handful of stuff going on. At that point, we were in my grandmom's house. You know what I mean? She decided, look, I'll keep... And there was, certain things, whatever. But, they decided, hey, this is the best option. He'll stay out for, pre-K, but then he'll go in K. You know what I mean? He'll be oh no. I was also it was that weird cutoff date at the time. I was July, you know what I mean? First. So they were we can do this or we could do that, or maybe we'll see what's up, It's next year then, So they decided that. And that's when I went into kindergarten, and I think that's when when I was in first, Matt was in pre-K. You know what I mean? And that's how we started getting things. My mother was basically getting things situated and figured out for time to go on. So that was kind of it. It was a little rough patch.
Yeah, no,
but basically,
I'm just saying.
No, I know. I understand. It's different for everybody, but that's how I started. I started in kindergarten.
Okay.
So it was very odd. I remember crying a lot. You know what I mean? You're a baby.
You're a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You and RJ did a school project, and you guys were in first or second grade.
Oh, that's right.
And you guys made a self-made chocolate milk stir.
That's impressive first graders.
It was certainly fun for us who were getting to drink chocolate milk you guys made.
Dude, it worked. I mean, as weird as it is, it was a whole weird, because you can imagine all these little mini gadgets you buy for a couple bucks, and then you add it up, and then it's we did it. This works. You press a button, you do a thing.
Iced tea stir, electric iced tea stir, but they just used chocolate milk, and it was awesome, dude. It was so good.
It worked out. Like it was.
It did. I mean, they
good.
Gave you. An, I think they gave you guys a good grade. But when we came over, RJ brought me, and I chilled with Matt.
Yeah, there's always
socks, man.
Defects in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like that's how it goes. You know? Like,
yeah.
You know
but
I mean?
That's
like, first.
That's how we met, dude.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
So we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
But and that doesn't mean anything either, so who the fuck cares?
Yeah, hello out there. All right, you know. But yeah, yeah, that was
but
that was a really
fun.
Good time. Oh, 100%. You know what I mean? That was, dude, and it worked out, like, you know, obviously, like, you know, I'm happy. Like, dude, like, it's weird. Not a lot of people get to say, like, hey, look, they're friends with the people they grew up with. They're able to be like, yo, I knew people and stuff like that, you know, like, since this and that time. Dude, like, It's honestly, like, it's phenomenal. You know what
yeah.
I mean? There's no better
yeah, man.
Feeling than knowing, like, hey, look, like
we went to,
like, everything, like, was just chill. You know, like, nothing, like, was, oh, chaotic, or this or that happened, or it was a fallout. You know, no, it was all, like, look, like, everyone just wants to have a good time. You know? Like,
yeah,
so.
Dude. And, dude, shout out to the boys. We chilled with, I chilled with Migs, Lakatish, Jared, Liam, his cousin, Sean, everybody in Wildwood. We went out, and it's like, dude, I haven't seen those guys in a year and a half, 2 years with the pandemic, and you know how I was a while ago, just fucking out of my brain, but you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it was such a good time seeing all the boys from back in the day. It's like, that's what I'm saying, dude. We've known each other for so long. Yeah.
It's a big shout out to them and everything. Like I'm just saying,
it was
100%. I you know what I mean.
But again to the people that
you've
known for
so long.
We've known each other for so long. That's
all I was saying. Yeah, I mean, I feel 100%. Shout out 100 boys aboard the boys.
Yeah, and shout out to Bud Light Platinum Seltzer Wildberry, 8% alcohol.
Yeah, that one's actually a really good one. Like, I'm, like, almost, like, finished. It's like, dude, I kind of wish I don't know. I might have tried a Blood Orange before we, like, head off this thing, though.
All right.
Do you
want to
give it a... Do you want to just crack them and check it
out? We'll crack them and we'll try them.
Yeah, you got... Yeah, that's... So, we got, like, the good quality cords, you know what I mean? Like, he's got a cord he can stretch over while he grabs a couple brews, you know? We'll crack him, we'll try him. Dude, that would be the case. That'd
dude,
be the
look, I'm talking to you from, like, 6 feet away right now.
Yeah, that'd be the icebreaker for, like, the cast, though, for this episode. Like, dude, we crack these open at the same time, we try them, and we just give our inputs. Like, you'll go first, I'll go second. How about that?
Since I'm all right, deal.
First mic, I'm second mic, whatever. Like, it's all good, you know? Like,
ready?
Hold on, I can't get my... I don't got nails. I
don't have nails neither.
Ah, what are we doing? What
push
we doing?
Down here. And now try it.
All right, ready?
Okay.
3, 2, careful, all right.
Open up. Yeah, ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yep, first podcast. Welcome, all right. Welcome.
Gonna sit.
Hashtag 2020. What's today's date?
Today's date.
Well, we may have been gonna record it.
August 17th, 2021.
All right, August 17th, 2021.
We need a certain amount of podcast log before this will be ever seen
ever
heard. You will not see this because there's no camera here.
I mean, dude, you never know. Like, you know how, like, they got, like, Post Malone's, like, old music track when he was doing, like, more of a, I believe it was, like, a heavier metal band, like,
yeah, and
dude,
then he did that, like,
dude, they pulled that up years from now,
but
like,
he had
know,
a video,
like,
we don't have a camera running,
no,
we
know,
just have,
like,
microphones,
dude,
right now,
but they might pull this voice
burp into the mic,
this voice record, oh, dude, I've been drinking,
all right, did we do our sip yet?
No, all right, cheers to this, let's give it a try, hold on, buddy. You're gonna go first, all right?
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Same. I agree. I think it's actually like a little, it is sweeter. That's why I was like, dude, if the Blood Orange is sweeter, you know what I mean? Like, dude, it can like, it would bring out that taste that may overwhelm the Wildberry because the Wildberry is a little bit more pungier. I'm just, that's a preference.
I agree
either way,
with you.
They're both great. I'm not that big of a fan of the citrus.
I was
I'm
just
going to
say,
I think
it's actually a little better than citrus.
Yeah, oh,
I did the citrus first because I thought I wouldn't like the blood orange as blood orange as much.
Oh,
whoops. We're going to have to get a soundboard so we can have like a tripping sound when we trip over everything.
We'll be like a part radio cast guy. Like, oh, brrr, bing.
Dude.
Like, you know what I mean? All the sound effects that goes on, like, dude. But like, on you're right though. You are right though. Blood Orange is better. I think I have to agree. Like, this is like, dude. Like, hold on.
Yeah, dude. It's not as bad. It's kind of sweet. But, dude, these seltzers at 8% are dude, they're strong. I mean, do you remember when we used to get Bud Light Platinum? That's why I saw the six-pack. Because we used to drink Bud Light Platinum back in the day because it was so much stronger. And it's like, dude, we would get so bombed off of that. So why not try the seltzer? I started laughing. I was like, for the first cast, we're getting bombed off
Bud Light Platinum seltzer. And you know what? I have to say that was a great choice. Just because, like, you know what? Like, brings you more to, like, the old-time feel, a little bit more comfortable for, like, the first time. Going out of your comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like, that's a cool move. You know what I mean?
I'll say props. Well, we're friends, so it's easy to have a conversation with you, bud. But, like,
I love it. Thank you.
I thought we were both going to freeze up when the mics got hot. You know what I mean? I didn't know we were going to kill it. We're not even killing it, but at least we haven't had any dead air. That's better.
You know what? To be honest, he gave me a good 3, 2, 1. I was like, oh, like, do I go first
let the
or
beat drop? Bomb.
I was like, once that one hit, I was like, oh, do I go first or does he go first? And at that point, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be quiet. This is his thing first. You know what I mean?
This is our thing.
Well, yeah, 100%.
This is our thing.
All right, correct. Our thing, but technically, you came up with the idea. You had the initial setup process thought. So I was like, you know what, like I'm gonna just do my best to like yes, I'm in it and I want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? I was like thrilled when he asked me about it. I was like, dude, like yeah, absolutely. You know what? Like we can.
Jesus,
I can burp in the mic, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? But we can talk about
the
it.
The seltzers are bubbling out.
Yeah, some rumbling and bumbling in my stomach. You know what I mean? But like, dude, like you know what I mean? We can talk about things. We can, you know, things like that. Like later down the road when it just becomes like more of a normal. It's like you know what? Like this happened in my week. This and that. You know, whatever. Anything. Everything. Whatever.
Well, again, like, shout out Matt. We'll have Matt on the podcast. We're gonna have my brothers, Mike, RJ. In time, in a little while,
I do want to like try to have the sentimental, like, you know what I mean? Hey, this is what we're rolling with. You know what I mean? This is what we're trying to do. You know?
I mean, if anybody listens, great. But I mean, if you don't see your friends all the time, you like to get together and see everybody. I think this is a great excuse for us to get together and bullshit for an hour once a week. I mean, what better reason? If anybody's listening, great. If not, who cares? I mean, we'll keep going for at least until we figure some funny shit out. And if not, we'll just keep drinking and then try something new. You know what I mean?
Time's only ticking, jobs. You know?
It's not like we quit our jobs to do this. It's just a fun little
Right. 100%, project, 100%. I guess. No, 100%. You know what I mean? And, like, dude, that's the beauty of it. Because, like, things pop up. And, like, you know, you kind of, like, over time, like the way I've seen it too, like you reflect on these things. You know what I mean? Like even if it's, you know, some people might say, oh, like, you know, that's kind of, you know, corny or whatever. Oh, this and that. But dude, like, it's all like a living and a learning experience. You know, like you just, excuse me. And that's his own living experience too.
Let's get some out.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, like, we get to come up with just like little bits, ideas, you know, like Charles.
Burping
Charles
into the mics is probably not great.
Well,
no,
not the best thing
to
do.
We're gonna have to work on that.
Yeah, I'll simmer down. You know what I mean? Like, as
gin
said.
Next episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
but dude, like, yeah, exactly. Like the alcohol, like little stuff, like, you know, we'll go over. We'll tell you what we do. You know, like honestly, like let us. I kind of don't want to say, but I do want to say. Let us know.
Say it.
Let us know.
Say it.
Like, you guys let us know as well. All
right, yeah.
You know
we're
going to
have the social medias.
Like,
we're going to have an email set up. We will have all of that out.
That isn't great. Because I'm not going to be doing, like, anything like Jackass edition. You know what I mean? I'm not like, one of that. You know what I mean? But, like, dude, it's like, look, like, if you guys have, like, yo.
Stay tuned if we get a Patreon. We may.
Like,
get some wild content.
We got a ladder and a pool. Like, you know, it's only like a foot deep.
Dude.
Nice. No, I'm only probably. He's like, dude, have you heard of that dude? Like, he like was be like feet high, like a bunch of feet high into like a foot and a half pool. And he would like belly flop so
he
like catches
this?
His weight. Ah, dude, he's on like the Genius of Book Records for like. flopping into a small thing of pool. Like, it's weird. It is a thing. I swear. I think Steve-O's gonna do that. And this is why we need Google.
We need Google.
Listen, I amped up. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but, like, dude, I amped up Google for this thing to be like, look, we can pull up facts. We can tell you, look, this is what we typed in. This is what I talked about. This is what we typed in. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing alone.
I've been interrupting you the whole episode. I know, don't apologize.
Dude, it's all good. But, like what I'm saying is, like, basically, like, we'd be able to, like, hey, look, this is what it is, and read about it. You know, if it's an interest, you know, like, if it piques your mind, go for it. Hey, take it through to through. Like there might be taught, like, obviously, like, not everyone's a motorcyclist. Some people are like, oh, my God, I get scared. I get it. You know what I mean? It's cool. It's not for you. Nope. Like, well, it's no, I think, I mean, I shouldn't have said it like that.
No.
It's not,
well,
it's like a safety thing, you know.
Some people live on the edge,
you know.
It's like, not even living on the edge. I think motorcycling safety is a good thing, but, mm-hmm, like, did,
yes,
you know,
yes,
Honda, how Honda, I know,
yes,
Keith hates Honda, but how Honda,
yes, yes,
but how Honda got so popular was they had a campaign that said, everyone nice rides on a Honda. It was something stupid like that, but it was like, everybody nice is on a Honda.
I mean, they're slow.
Boy,
they're
part of the big four, Japanese, Suzuki, Honda, Kawasaki.
Anything but a Honda.
And I forget,
like,
the fourth.
Like, some people, look, I get it. Some people have a, I remember owning my first Suzuki and
Yamaha. That's the fourth.
It was a Suzuki Intruder 800.
I was trying to figure out the four of the Japanese.
Oh, I got
that
you.
That one,
I
won't
you.
Interrupt you again.
I got, no, you're good, you're good. I got you. But, like, basically, I own a Suzuki Intruder 800. I like, you know, like, obviously, I'm hype. It's my first one. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ecstatic. Like, I paid cash for it. Like, I got a deal, I think, you know, from the dude, whatever. You know what I mean? Young bull status. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not financing a bike like today, but, like, you know what I mean?
It was a fun bike. I liked riding around with you. And
it was great.
Dude,
yeah.
I have a Honda 2019 CB300R, and, dude, we looked hilarious. Like,
yeah,
Tom and Jerry,
yeah,
riding around.
Oh,
on your big-ass chopper.
I'm on a cruiser, and, like, the old style, and he has
my,
like, brand
tiny
new
little, like, sport naked, dude. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, like I eventually sold it, you know, whatever. But my point is, like, I got on this thing, and it felt great, and I posted it on Facebook. And, like, you know, because, like, I'm hype. I made a picture with it and everything. I was hype. You know what I mean? Right off the bat, some dude, like, said, like, oh, a Suzuki, like, that's trash, you know, this and that, like I have a Honda, this and that, doo-doo-doo. And that's not
people
why.
People are
going, like,
to say way worse about this podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. People are going to be like, oh, my God, there's going to be a whole, like, there's going to be a big, like Honda, Suzuki, like, a little
immediately, everybody's
going to
be like,
Japan,
stop.
Like, yeah. But, like, dude, like, honestly, I was like, dude, like, look, it's my first bike. I'm learning, you know, what more do you want? He's like, oh, you could have learned on a Honda, this and that. I was like, dude, like you could have learned on a Suzuki. But guess what? You know, like, we both hate each other's, like, bikes. What do you want? You know,
I didn't hate your bike.
I just hate Honda. I hate
anybody who drives a Honda car. So if you drive a Honda and you're listening to this right now, which is a lot of people because Hondas are very popular, they just hate you.
Listen, I have a Mazda 6. Stay out the way.
Oh.
No, but I'm playing. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool. Like,
I'm fucking with you, but it's hilarious.
I know. I get the daily commute.
We,
you know,
cheers
that's
again.
What it's really
drink
about.
Or it's bad luck.
Everyone. Double. Hold on. So basically, like
I
want
to tell you something about cheers.
Go ahead,
don't let me forget that. Go on.
Okay. So basically, like, you know, like, it's not like I don't, like, you know, everyone's got their own mindset of a vehicle in general, you know, just like everyone has a mindset of, like, their own typical type of bike they want to prefer to ride, you know, or off-road or whatever, like, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own type of thing, you know what I mean? Like, and that's cool. I'm just saying, like my preferences, and it's only my preference. That's it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, everyone has a preference. It's fine. But, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
what I mean?
How people
like,
stay in business. Everybody has their preference.
Right,
my mom loves Toyota, like, dude. I like
right,
Honda
exactly,
bikes, but
exactly,
I'm trying to get
exactly.
a Yamaha or a Harley like you got.
Absolutely. And, like,
you know,
dude,
saying?
That's cruiser style. You know what I mean? Some people are the sport. Like, and I get, like, if you're a sport guy, like, I don't even know if Honda makes a cruiser.
Sorry.
Does Honda make cruisers?
Yeah, dude.
Do they really?
Shout out to Honda. They just dropped.
Oh, the Shadow. That's
no.
What they need, the Shadow.
But they just dropped a. Oh my god, the Rebel 1100, dude, such a sexy bike.
I have a Harley 1200.
Wow, Keith.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Shout out to Harley Davidson.
Yeah, shout out to Harley Davidson.
That's what
why are we shouting out?
We're not even sponsored. No. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we're not sponsored
shout
by
out
anybody.
To the shout outs.
Yeah.
Get this thing started today. You're gonna kick it, kick
yeah.
it.
Shout out to Shure microphones. Shout out to yeah. Apple MacBook laptop.
The Guitar Center for hooking us up with all the
and not a shout out
like.
To Netflix right now. They tripping with their prices. They need some better stuff on there to
yeah.
charge that.
You know what?
Money.
Honestly, like, dude, Netflix. People just want to like, you know, put their game in. You know, like, get the mood right, and then
the game into Netflix.
I mean, into like the
how many Bud Light seltzers have you had?
I'm thinking of Netflix and chill. I mean, the
yeah.
chill aspect,
you're trying to
not
plug
the Netflix
in, I
aspect.
Get it,
but yeah, yeah.
Want you to calm down.
All right, I think we need to air out.
Wow.
I think it's time to air out. Is
well.
It that time? Like, did we get eight? Wow. You know what? We're going to push this thing through. I really
got
to
piss.
Oh, dude. I mean, you know what? We got like 10 minutes left. You know what? To me, like, I'm kind of getting there. You know what I mean? That blood orange is real. I've been drinking that, like, fast. You know what I mean?
We'll get you with some type of ride home. You're not
dude,
driving.
I'll be fine.
Or you're
yeah.
hanging here,
well,
and we're gonna chill. We're going to chill and smoke and do some other stuff.
Yeah, we'll chill out. Like,
you know what I mean?
Time.
Maybe
I'll
do some dabs.
I'll
maybe
do
some edibles.
So, I bought a new bike, and my big thing was, like, look, I got to get, like, the
wow,
got,
cool.
I know,
you don't
I'm
like Honda owners. Nice. You bought a cool new bike.
But I'm saying, like,
oh, it's a sexy bike.
But, like, I'm saying, like, I got to get, like, because I got the insurance covered for it, like, the parts and accessories. I didn't just buy them, like, oh, here go my way a little way. Nah, I got it covered. So, like, I gotta send the before photos for when, like, I pick up the bike and get the after photos when everything's, like, on there. I send it to them, and it's all straightened out, and, like, you know what I mean? It's all done, and just good to go. You know, like, I'm basically good to just take it off, take the photos, ride it, get it home, you know what I mean? Send them out, and, like, it's covered that day, and I just don't, like, ride that day until I get the confirmation from them about, like, the accessories, because it's a big investment, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Man.
It's a lot of money going
yeah.
into it,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like so it's up there, you know? Like I'm just trying to make sure, like, hey, like, just like anyone else would, you know, get your money's worth, get it covered. Something happens that day, you're riding, you know, whatever, someone even scratches you, who's to say you have it covered? You know, you don't got the photos to prove it, so.
Well, if you had insurance through Guitar Center, you could just trash your bike and bring it up, and they'll be like, we'll buy you three of them because we love you.
Dude, that was great. Like, they were like, you know what, dude? Like, I couldn't count how many times, like, the person shrugged their shoulders. Like, you know what? Like, you know, one. Like, you know, I don't, two. Like, it's just like, dude, it just added up constantly. I was like, oh, by the time they got done their sentence, I was like, oh, you know what, yeah, like, yo, let's just get everything replaced today. You know, we'll double everything. We'll just carry out twice as much as we paid for it today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was
well,
like,
dude,
I'm ready to
set up.
I was like,
all right,
this, yeah, we did save a
you
lot
could,
of money.
You
could have
paid
I mean?
A lot.
Like,
we
saved a
you,
money.
I mean, you could have paid a lot. More, but you know, save some months.
Do you still owe me?
No.
No. No. Okay, then we're straight. All right. Yeah. Oh, you pay me. That's right. You pay me. It's
I'm
good.
Paid
we're
up, cuz.
We're both 50-50 on this, so it's solid deal. You know.
Yeah.
Solid.
All right. I think we're gonna sign off.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is that time. You know what I mean? Like I'm.
This will be edited for sure, but. If anybody's listening, yo, shout out to you, dude. Buzzes and whistles.
Hey, Again, I would like to say one more thing, like, before we totally close off for the first time ever. Like, this hopefully is going to be phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like, for what it is, and you know, even if it's not, like, dude, it's phenomenal.
We're having so much fun.
Yeah. Like, this
was
a pretty
good
blast.
Loving it. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're here. We're
going to continue.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever it means, we're there. But, hey, you guys have a good night. Take care.
Or a good day whenever you're listening.
Right. Be safe. Be careful. And if you ride, ride smart. You know, don't, you know, if you're going to do something, do it in a parking lot or like a straight way that you know is cleared off, you know. But, yeah, leave it at that. All right. Be safe. Be careful.
Later.